Welcome back, 518, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joined now by Patrice Hill. Patrice is a Washington Times economics correspondent, and she has a great piece, front page piece, in the Times today. Workers still feel the pain in paychecks. Hello, Patrice. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Unemployment's high, about 8%. We all know that. Obviously, those people don't have paychecks, but the ones getting paychecks aren't getting big ones.
That's right. I mean, the majority of people are still working and have been even through the recession. More than 90% of people have a job. So the biggest problem, if you want to call it that, in the labor market today in terms of number of people affected is the wages are just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They have not even begun to recover. You have seen a recovery in jobs. We've had several million jobs created since the end of the recession, so even though it's going slow and not to everyone's satisfaction, we have seen some recovery in jobs. You haven't even seen the beginnings of a recovery in wages.
Okay, now, would that be a supply and demand issue? I mean, we've heard of situations like the one that occurred at Ford Motor Company. There was another at an auto plant down south. In one case, 20,000 people showed up to get 1,000 jobs. So what would compel an employer to necessarily pay more knowing that people are desperate for jobs?
Well, that's certainly a factor that, you've got so many millions of people looking for work.
Yeah.
So the people who have jobs feel cowed. They're afraid to ask or afraid to give their boss any trouble if they don't get raises.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a factor, yeah. I think there are a lot of things at play here. But the thing is, the companies have the money.
Yeah.
Companies are seeing record profits today. And in normal times, they're going to give some of those profits to their workers,
yeah.
The ones that have been working hard. In many cases, the existing workers have had to fill in for people who got laid off without getting a raise to compensate. So, quite honestly, it's a measure of how stingy the employers have gotten.
Okay, but some of that, and believe me, we've all heard about the trillions of dollars that are sitting out there that these companies have indeed stored or stockpiled or banked, whatever you want to call it. But the feeling is, at least from the right, is that these people are nervous. They're nervous. They don't know what's coming down the pike. They don't know exactly what Obamacare is going to cost them. They don't know about any kind of tax reform coming. We don't know if the tax cuts are going to extend into next year. There are all kinds of factors that come into play. So doesn't that make this a little different than the normal scenario?
Well, they're not at all hesitant to provide the money that they're stockpiling to their top executives
in bonuses.
And to the higher-paid workers who are already making more money. So, I mean, the idea that they're reluctant to spend it on well-deserving employees is not entirely true. I'm sure each company is going to give you their reasons. A big factor here is that we are competing with labor in countries like China, which is much lower priced, and so companies are trying to hold down wages in the United States so they can be more competitive with Chinese-made goods and so on. I mean, there are a lot of factors at work here. The decline of unionization is a big factor here, which is depressing wages in this country. But historically, employers have shared the good times with their workers in the United States.
Yeah, but I would have to think that would come back. I think that that's a measure of what's going on now. I mean, I don't know what if I remember from your story, and I'm trying to remember every little piece of it if I can. But the difference is what about they used to share in about 64%, and now it's down to what 56%? Is that what I get?
Yeah, the share of national income which goes to workers has fallen.
Okay.
Since the year 2000, from 64% to 58% today.
Yeah.
That's a very big decline in something which normally does not move by that much.
Yeah, but my feeling is, though, if we see the businesses start to improve very rapidly and they have to take on large numbers of employees and do it very rapidly, that drives the market and drives the drives pay back up. I know that I have some friends that own companies, not big companies, but in some cases over 50 employees. And yes, they do have money right now in the bank. And yes, they are sitting on it. But they also have, in the past, I've talked to them when the supply of good workers just simply wasn't available, and they'd say, hey, I'll pay anything. We'll get any, you know, we'll pay whatever it takes to get these people. I think right now they're just not faced with that situation.
Well, yeah, I think certainly there is a major cyclical element as you're talking about. That,
yeah.
You know, there's a surplus of labor, although there are shortages of skilled workers. And you will see them increase salaries and benefits for those people who are in shortage.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not denying that there's a cyclical element to this, but what we're seeing today goes well beyond anything we've seen in a downturn, in a recession in the United States. There's something else going on.
Yeah. Now, you know, aside from the fact that that you know, a lot of people aren't benefiting from these high profits. Profits are still a good thing. I mean, a lot of employees have 401ks. I have one. I'm glad to see when these companies do well. So from the investment side, that's a good thing. One of the things that I find puzzling about the story today is that, and it, you know, this is something that you placed in there, Obama wants to give federal workers a raise. Is this the right time to be doing that?
Well, they've gone for 2 years without raises. You think the federal workers should have to go another 2, 3, 4 years without raises?
Well, I'm saying that your story deals with people who are having a difficult time. They're not making a lot of money. They're the ones that have to pay for the pay raise for the federal employees. So why would they, you know, why would you raise taxes on them to pay federal employees more when they're already suffering?
Well, I think that what you're voicing is the widespread sentiment, which is the reason you have not seen that pay raise proposal go through.
Yeah.
But it's a little puzzling to me where we are now live in a society where nobody's getting a raise, everybody's frustrated because they're getting paid the same thing they were 5 years ago, and so it just makes people want to prevent anyone else from getting a raise. Really, the more rational thing is for us to all say, let's get raises if they're deserved, and they are in most cases, by employees that have been working hard for years without an increase in pay. So it's kind of an interesting reaction that instead of saying, you know, Americans seem to have lost any ability to sort of band together and say, look, we're all in the same boat. Let's, you know, do something about this. Instead, it becomes, I'm not getting anything, so you shouldn't get anything.
Yeah, and
that's a kind of an ugly sentiment. But yeah, you're seeing that in a very widespread way, and this is certainly affecting the federal workers, affecting state and local workers as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, out of time. A great story today in the Washington Times, folks. Check it out. Workers still feeling the pain in paychecks. Lagging wages delay recovery. And it is by Patrice Hill, Washington Times economics correspondent. Patrice, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.